The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
CornerstoneFirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653, ConsumerAccess.org.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Kroah Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Kroah Show.
Brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Folks, hello there. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Don Kroah Show. All right, hands up. How many of you like mac and cheese? All right, my producer, Chad's in there as well, learning the ropes on the other side of the glass. Yes. Well, we all should have been, I guess, at a stretch of highway in Tennessee. Crew summoned to that region to clean up, well, what the Ben Hooper called it, a delicious mess that spilled from a tractor trailer hauling 40,000 pounds of mac and cheese. Whoa! Hauling 40 pounds of mac and cheese. Yes, I did see photographs of the scene. Pasta, powdered cheese spilled all over the highway. No injuries before recorded, fortunately. Didn't see anybody there scraping it up, trying to take it home. But I just thought, when I first saw that, it's just fortunate it didn't rain right in the middle of it all, huh? Nothing like good sticky mac and cheese. 40,000 pounds of it all over the highway. And then there's this. California man is really desperate to raise some money for an animal shelter. I mean, where but in California? I know I've quoted it often, but Gore Vidal's comment on the Johnny Carson show so many years ago has stuck in my brain ever since. And I lived in California for a while, both in high school and then back out at the start of my pastoral ministry. There is some warrant to Gore Vidal's remarks. As I recall, Carson had moved his show out to the West Coast from New York, and was Vidal was asking him about the move, and they got to talking about comparing New York to California. And Vidal said, you know, stand the United States on edge and all the nuts fall into California. Never forgotten that. Anyway, this guy may fall in that category. California man seeking to raise money for an animal shelter by holding a wedding ceremony to marry his cat. Scott Perry says, I'm sorry, folks, it's California. Well, although I don't know, be that unique anywhere these days, huh? Scott Perry said he adopted his cat Olivia from the Los Angeles Best Friends Animal Sanctuary back in 2015, and she has since become his constant companion. He said the past 2 months of COVID-19 quarantine inspired him to plan a wedding to his cat, plan to marry his cat, complete with a Zola page and a quote-unquote registry that actually just works as a fundraiser for the Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. Now, you say, did anybody take it seriously? Yes. He says the wedding will be live-streamed this Saturday on his Instagram page. And if you're interested, his name is Scott Perry. I'm sure there are 10,000 of them in the United States. But anyway, he's the one. And he really doesn't give a figure yet. He's hoping that at least his wedding will raise $5,000. All right. Hey, it's a free country, right? Kind of a crazy one, but there you are. serious matters, much more serious matters coming up this hour and next as well, folks. You know, it's bad enough when that the House Democrats last week unveiled an 1,815-page, $3 trillion coronavirus relief package. As one published report put it, it's including, of course, a grab bag of Democrat priorities. We know that. And on top of that, it's on the heels, as many of you know, of the previous $2.2 trillion relief package just signed into law back in March by the president. But worse yet is the fact that, as coming up in a moment, our guest, Pete Hutchinson, president of the Landmark Legal Foundation, has noted, this latest bill focuses on some radical changes in our election laws. He calls it a massive, dangerous, and unconstitutional power grab, and Pete will join me in just a few minutes to talk about it here on the show. Also, I talked in an earlier hour of the show with Frank Wright. Dr. Frank Wright, you know to be the president and CEO of D. James Kennedy Ministries. He and others have had some concerns, serious concerns, over significant theological drifts showing up, if not outright chasms in some cases, with many religious institutions and denominations, at least several of the major ones. And we'll share that conversation again next hour. And of course, I love it when we can give you good news in our campaigns, and we are moving forward steadily in our campaign with American Leprosy Mission. We'll give you an update on that and a couple of thank yous later on. I will tell you this right now. Our goal is, as you know, 1,000 children to be cured of leprosy with your generosity. And by the way, we may not say it often enough, but American Leprosy Mission was born with the gospel at its very heart, I think 100 years ago now. And that still remains its primary thrust, its primary passion, its primary focus is to bring healing to the leprous of the world in the name and love and power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God that there are now medicines and treatments available that can take a child who's in the very earliest stages of leprosy, maybe just a little patch of skin that's discolored showing up, but highly significant. And if left unattended, it could doom that child to a life of brokenness and anxiety and all the rest that leprosy brings with it. So our goal has been to provide at least 1,000 children with that cure for leprosy through the great work of ALM. And a $30 gift, that just amazes me that a $30 gift is all that's needed to provide that cure for a child. So far, you've done that. You have provided cures for 916 of these kids, leaving us just 84 more children to go. Wow. And it's as easy as a $30 gift. And if you want to break it out, if just 42 of you listening right now would give a $60 gift, that would end the campaign. That would wrap it up. 28 of you doing what a lot of you have done. Give for three children, $90. 21 of you giving $120 for four. 16 folks listening who could give $150 for five. Or 8 of you right now who could say, look, I could take care of 10 of those kids. I'll give a $300 gift. That would get us up and over goal as well. And, of course, if you can only give $10, you say, should I call? Absolutely you should call. There's no gift too small and certainly none too large. We're going to give you the toll-free number and then go to the break and come back and talk with Pete Hutchinson. But the number to call with your gift even now is 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Online at our website, wava.com. Either enter the keyword HEAL or just click on the American Leprosy Mission banner, and that'll take you where you want to go. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number, then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy. There's nothing to install. There are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Hey, it's Ryan, and luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve WAVA listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Hello, this is Andrew Altman, founder of Best Buy Waterproofing. There's been a lot of rain here in the Maryland, Virginia area over the past 2 months, and there's more rain in the forecast. If you have issues in your home with basement moisture, mold and mildew, a crack in your wall, and water leaking into your home, I have a solution for you. My company, Best Buy Waterproofing, can fix your issue forever. We will give you a dry basement and get rid of the mold and mildew, moisture, and any issues related to water around the foundation of your home. Our work comes with a lifetime guarantee, and we are highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. Also know, during this unusual time, my team is fully functional and able to serve you with the highest level of safety for you and your family. Many hundreds of families have been served by Best Buy Waterproofing here in the Maryland and Virginia area. Let us help you too. Go to BestBuyWaterproofing.com or call us directly 24 hours a day, 844-980-3707.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. While every rationally thinking American ought to be seriously, deeply concerned about what's actually in the current Democrat-sponsored bill, it's a huge bill in and of itself, another coronavirus stimulus package, this on the heels of one nearly as big just a month or two ago. I mean, this one is over $3 trillion, and the last one over $2 trillion. But there are other things in the bill, in addition to the well, as somebody called it, grab bag of Democrat priorities in terms of just the economic matters. There's something else in the bill, some other things there that really ought to concern us as much, if not even more. And joining us to talk about it, Pete Hutchinson. Pete is president of the Landmark Legal Foundation. He's dedicated nearly 30 years serving the conservative movement at Landmark. And, of course, he's the successor to the legendary Mark Levin in that post. And, Pete, it's an honor to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
We had a privilege of having Mark on here several years ago, but never had the chance. We just didn't initiate the invitation. I'm glad you could join us today. And before we get into some of the very serious concerns about this bill that I know you're deeply concerned about. Take just a minute, if you would, to tell some of our listeners about Landmark. What is it? What does it do?
Well, we're a public interest law firm. We're headquartered in Kansas City, Missouri. We have an office in Leesburg, Virginia, up there in Northern Virginia. You know, what we do is we defend the Constitution, and we promote separation of powers principles, which means we think Congress ought to do its job and not pass it off to regulatory agencies. We think that the courts ought to do their job rather than the legislature's job, and we think the executive branch ought to be able to run the country. We promote a secure border. We oppose sanctuary cities and their policies, and that's what we're working on. And voter integrity is crucial right now. We are so busy. The ACLU has launched a nationwide effort through courts and intimidation to take over the election system for this year. And Congress has come along, and page 1,453 of this so-called Heroes Bill, and they're proposing what they're calling the Access Act. I'm calling it the Unauthorized Access Act, because what it does is it compels every state in this union to put aside their statutory election integrity statutes and to impose what essentially is a all-comers mail ballots to every house, regardless of good addresses and eligible voters therein. And it is a frightening attempt to take over what is supposed to be, under the federal Constitution, a state matter.
And in the middle of this all, of course, I've got a two-page report that you referenced us to, and that's at Politico. There are others out on it as well. I mean, there's two pages here that I've read and printed out a while ago, Pete, and all of them talk about other things that are so egregious in terms of how the money's going to be spent, where it's going to be spent. But just tucked in one little sentence is money to help allow voters to mail in ballots and for the November elections. That's all that this two-page piece says about what is, to me, the far greater crisis, as you've described it.
Well, yes. What they want to do is they want that, first of all, this is couched in terms of this is for an emergency only. This is for this crisis. But we'll also apply it to natural disasters when they come along. But then as you read along, they say for what they're really focused on is getting rid of absentee voting provisions that require, you know, someone to apply, have a decent reason for voting absentee, demonstrate they are who they say they are. In many states, you're required to have a witness of your signature. That was a Virginia, one of the few remaining Virginia protections that was thrown out by a Bill Clinton judge last week. The ACLU is claiming that requiring someone to put a postage stamp on an absentee ballot, a return envelope, amounts to a poll tax, which is absolutely ridiculous and offensive, and yet judges are buying it.
Where is this going to go? The Democrats, of course, are pushing it. They do have the majority in the House right now. The Republicans are on record as pushing back, but too often it seems the Republicans themselves can't find their voice or their backbone when we need them to.
Here's what I'm worried about. The House did pass this bill. It really is a massive takeover. Just as to put it in perspective, California has a terrible system. It's fraught with opportunity for fraud. And California's system is too strict for what the Democrats are proposing. That's how ridiculous this is. The House passed it. The Senate says we're not going to pass it. But what I'm worried about is that the Republicans in Congress have this really irritating tendency to give just a little bit. And by doing so, horrible, massive takeovers like this one are accomplished through incremental steps. And I'm concerned that the Senate is going to say, well, okay, we'll pass this, this part of this reform, but just for right now. Well, Congress passes something, they never take it back. And you know that as well as I
yep.
do. So we've got to put pressure on the Senate to stand firm and reject this in toto.
And that's really the secret, isn't it, Pete? The whole thing's got to be rejected. They can't piecemeal it. And as a matter of fact, there's so much else in the bill that warrants our resistance on top of this. This seems to me to be a bad bill all the way around.
Yes. And my focus is on the voting. But there are provisions in this bill that are so highly offensive on principle and on policy reasons that you can just go crazy. But that's why, that's how they do it. That's why they do it this way. They hope to sneak something through, but not this time, at least not in this voting issue.
So
we're not going to allow it to happen.
Well, our listeners
can go to our website, landmarklegal.org, and see what we're doing and support us if they'd like.
Good. Then go to landmarklegal.org. They can find out more information than we have time to cover here. But also, they'll know better the listeners will better know how to contact their senator and tell them just resist this whole bill outright, correct?
Yes, sir.
Take this last couple of minutes to give us some other observations you have. I know you're tracking them all. This mess with the judge who has called an incredible interference into the Flynn case. Talk about that case and how unjust it was to begin with, and now this judge, I believe also either Obama or Clinton appointee, who has stepped in and really muddied the waters.
Yes, it's really outrageous. You mentioned Mark Levin, and in I think it was March of 2017, Mark put together a timeline just from reading the newspaper. We were working together at that point. He was still a Landmark, but showing how there were serial leaks of information coming out of FISA court warrants or applications. And we filed a request for an investigation all the way back then with the court and with the FBI and several other agencies asking for their inspectors general to look into this thing. The FBI conducted an investigation, and we're seeing the fruits of that now. The court finally, last December, said, well, I guess we will have an investigation. The Justice Department, Attorney General Barr, who is, if not the most principled official in government in the last 50 years, he's one of the top five. He did the right thing here, and this judge is standing in the way of justice because he doesn't like that somebody's come in and messed with his courtroom. He doesn't care about justice, apparently, but he wants to make sure he looks like I'm in charge here. It's outrageous.
On that point, Pete, where will this go? Is this going to drag out for a period of time now, or we're on tenterhooks over this?
I think he is. This is going to drag out all summer, probably. He's had to file a motion with the an appeal with the D.C. Circuit. Who knows what they'll do with it, but in the interim, there's going to be this amicus brief filed by this former judge who's already said, yeah, this is terrible, without having the benefit of the record before him. So that's going to take time. Flynn's going to have to respond to that. I mean, he has no one to negotiate with other than this judge. So this is a terrible situation for him personally, but it's even worse for the country because it shows that the rule of law has become secondary to the rule of judges, FBI agents who've gone rogue, and prosecutors who did not step up to the plate and do it right the first time.
One final quick question. I hope we can talk again on another occasion, but what is your assessment of where we are with this COVID-19, how it's been handled, and to what extent do you think it's been seriously politicized to the to the lack of benefit to the country.
Well, it, yeah, that part is awful. But I see an opportunity here for federalism. This is federalism in practice. You know, the president stayed out of it. He didn't take over the whole thing, which, you know, everybody wanted him to do. He did the right thing by leaving it to the states and local governments to come up with their plans. Now, the problem is that in this country, state and local governments, especially local governments, are controlled by leftists who really like to have power. The opportunity I see is that regular people out here who don't pay attention to local politics are now energized. They see what it means to have the right people in office. So I am hoping that there will be a groundswell of support for better candidates who understand what, you know, what it is to be a local government official and who will do a better job. You know, if this thing comes back around or whatever the next thing is, we can't have these police state tactics. People won't tolerate them, but I think it's an opportunity for us to reengage in state and local government like we ought to be.
Excellent. Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.
This has been really fun for me, and I'm honored to be on your show.
We'll do it again. Thanks. Pete Hutchinson, president. And you need to check out this great organization. I mean, they do a lot of work that you and I benefit from and have for years. LandmarkLegal.org is their website.
Since COVID-19, our customers have become concerned about indoor air quality. We install an ion generator in your heating and AC system, which removes the hydrogen molecules from bacteria, mold, and viruses. Without hydrogen, molecules die, leaving your home sanitized and fresh. This technology has been used for years. Waive a discounted price, $849, includes a free AC tune-up. A action, 703-922-1900.
Brains can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In the district, heavy brake lights as you make your way southbound on I-295 due to a work zone right at Malcolm X Avenue, exit 2. As you maneuver through that area, keep in mind that the right lane there is blocked and slow-moving delays will start from the Suitland Parkway, exit 3A. Unfortunately, these slowdowns will add an additional 10 minutes to your commute. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Yinka O with traffic on WAVA.
We'll have mostly cloudy skies tonight, the low 52. It'll be mostly cloudy and cool tomorrow, the high 67. Cloudy tomorrow night with periods of rain late, the low 59. Considerable cloudiness Friday with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm. Friday, we'll see a high of 72. Saturday, cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm around, the high 71. Expect clouds and breaks of sun for Sunday. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
The following is a program that was heard earlier here on The Don Crow Show and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. In a recent opinion column at ChristianPost.com titled Biblical Infidelity in Top Evangelical Institutions Leaders, my guest this hour wrote that when serving as president of the National Religious Broadcasters, my greatest concern for Christian broadcasters was not the emerging climate of censorship or even abusive hate crimes laws. I worried about timid self-censorship among Christian leaders. And then he said 7 years later, I now see I was only half right. What I did not foresee was the dramatic departure from biblical truth by supposedly evangelical leaders and institutions. We are now seeing a wide-scale rejection of God's Word as the authority for faith and practice. Well, joining us to explain those remarks, elaborate on them, and share his concerns, Dr. Frank Wright. He's the president and CEO of the well-known D. James Kennedy Ministries based in Florida. He was the director of that ministry's D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship here in Washington years ago, also served as past president and COO at Salem Media Group, and, of course, president and CEO of the NRB. Frank, it's been quite a while since you and I've chatted, but it's an honor to have you on the show again. Welcome.
Don, that sounds like the resume of some guy who can't keep a job. I just keep bouncing from one thing to the next. To hear your voice, thanks for having me back on.
You're welcome. And that just sounds like a guy who has a high energy level. That's all. I want to find your secret. Well, listen, these are very serious days. We know that's stating the obvious. But you did say at the outset of your column, I assure you it's no fun writing a column like this. I take no delight in calling out others for biblical infidelity, but I know you strike a nerve for millions of Americans in the evangelical world, Frank, who are concerned about some of these shifts. And you do name some names in the column, some of them businesses, some of them church organizations. But let's walk through this. First of all, give me kind of a general overview of what you're trying to say here and why you're so concerned.
Well, let's start with the fundamentals of biblical truth. We talk about things like heresy, and we all probably would know it if we heard a heretical statement. What most people don't stop to think about is heresy is not just what's said that is wrong, it's what's essential that's left out. Mm. And a good portion of the heresy we've seen in the church, and I've been using the H word a little bit more common because one of the places my article appeared, they inserted that word into the title. It wasn't my choice to use it. But the whole nature of truth, the battle for truth, has been, is it in fact true? In other words, the arguments for and against Christianity over the centuries have been, well, look, basically, it's not true. Jesus didn't rise from the dead. The Bible's not the Word of God, and so forth. Nowadays, they call what we believe hate speech, and they say that there is no such thing as absolute truth. And the culture has been winning the battle and browbeating. And browbeating timid pastors, who what I call the ranks of the silent shepherds, who won't talk about any controversial issue. Because they don't want to start any problems for themselves in the church. Okay, well, that's one thing. Timidity is one thing. We saw some of that in NRB2 with people. They wouldn't touch a controversial issue with a 10-foot pole. But when you got Andy Stanley telling the entire Christian world through his media ministry that we should unhitch our faith from the entire Old Testament, then that's a bridge too far. That is heresy by omission. And not to mention that he's completely wrong about that. He probably starts from a good motivation of wanting to expose more people to the gospel, but thinking somehow that the gospel itself, the truth of the scripture itself, is a barrier. So we have to edit that barrier to make it more acceptable to people. Well, that's what the church has been doing for about 50 years now, to make itself more acceptable to the culture. And Don, you and I both know the church looks more like the culture today than the other way around.
Unfortunately, you're so right. I've long said, Frank, and I know you would agree, that one of two things is happening. Either the church is shaping the culture or the culture is shaping the church. It's one or the other.
That's exactly right. Someone once said that the church should be like a ship on the ocean, in the world, but not of the world. But these days, the boat is taking on water.
Talk about Chick-fil-A. Some folks would say, well, they're a business after all. And yes, they made some decisions recently, but I think there's a premise for calling them out on it. Talk about that.
Chick-fil-A made a very public display of kicking out of their foundation three organizations which they had financially supported for years. A couple of them very familiar to most of your listeners, the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And then a few months ago, they decided, well, we're no longer going to support any organization that's anti-LGBT. And they made a big public show of cutting off their funding, calling them out as an anti-LGBT group, and then posting on the website of the foundation, which does all the donations, Chick-fil-A no longer supports any LGBT groups. Now, what was particularly galling about this was it hasn't been that long when Dan Cathy, the president of Chick-fil-A, made some comments about his view of marriage being between one man and one woman, and he got slaughtered in the secular media, and his Christian brothers and sisters rose up and stood next to him. And now he has disavowed that. And so now we have a bifurcation, once again, a cultural bifurcation that really is what's defining Christian leaders today. Are you really relying upon the word of God, or are you like Thomas Jefferson, who took a razor blade to the Bible and cut out all the miracles because he didn't like the miracles in the New Testament and kept only the teachings of Jesus? We've got a lot of latter-day cut-and-paste preachers these days, and many of them are not just going in the wrong direction themselves, they're leading others along with them.
It's pretty significant. We're talking, by the way, with Dr. Frank Wright. We'll give you a website and so forth before we're finished so you can follow his work. In fact, just go to djameskennedyministries.org or djkm.org. It'll get you to what they do, that great ministry based out of Florida. We remember with great fondness and great respect the late D. James Kennedy himself. Frank, talk about two other massive organizations, evangelical from their birthing, that now you say there are questions and concerns regarding where they are headed in terms of orthodoxy. The NAE, the National Association of Evangelicals, and of all things, the SBC, the Southern Baptist Convention. And in both cases, you're not alone in raising these concerns. I've read other voices expressing the same deep concern about it. So talk to us about that.
Well, Don, you and I both know that the NAE, the National Association of Evangelicals, has been on a long leftward slide for a very long time now. And so in some respects, this is not surprising to them. But what they're proposing is that we accept the left's views in legal forums, specifically Title II of the Civil Rights Act, accept the left's argument that transgendered people should receive the same protection. You know, the Civil Rights Act bans discrimination based on sex. But that was 1964. You can be sure they were talking about biological sex then. And so the NAE now says we should trade out the allowance of this new interpretation of Title II in exchange for exemptions as religious organizations. Now, if I thought these people were stupid, I wouldn't be as concerned about it. But they're not stupid. They know that any exemption you get from government can be taken away attached to the next funding bill. And so what they're being is very devious in proposing a new entreeway into the church, because there are always going to be people in the church who say, well, if it's legal, it must be okay, right? If it's legal, it's moral. That's about as backward as it gets to understanding what true biblical morality is. If abortion is legal, which it currently is it moral? Of course not. So the NAE's been drifting for a long time. Don, I am seriously concerned about our friends at the Southern Baptist Convention. They have been one of the single biggest Protestant denomination in America, mm-hmm. and they have been stalwarts in the area of evangelism, missionary enterprise, biblical fidelity, and now they are basically adopting the language coming out of sociology departments and English departments at the most liberal universities in America, things like so-called critical race theory and intersectionality. And what they've said about these things is they're not on the same par with Scripture, but they're useful tools for interpreting Scripture. Okay, so now we have left-wing talking points are useful tools for interpreting Scripture. And listen, not everybody in the Southern Baptist Convention agrees with this, but that's a sign of a denomination adrift. The Methodists are about to split into a million pieces right now because of the drift that's been going on there for 40 years or more. And to see that begin to happen in the Southern Baptist Convention is astonishing. And Don, I'll fess up too. In my own denomination, in the Presbyterian Church in America, which came out of the liberal Northern Presbyterian Church. In fact, Dr. Kennedy was one of the ones that brought about its founding back in its earliest days. Well, the PCA allows something in their denominational meetings called the Revoice Movement. And the Revoice Movement is basically saying we need to find a new and biblical voice, essentially for our LGBT community. And they go so far as to say that the only sin with regard to LGBT is the sinful behavior of Christians who oppose it. And so all these things together just sort of came over me. It was just a little bit too much. So that's why I decided not to just write a column about biblical fidelity, but to call people out by name and let them justify their own statements. Somebody said to me about Andy Stanley, well, listen, did you have a Matthew 18 discussion with Andy Stanley? And I said, hey, you listen to me. I have no problem. Andy and I have no problems between each other. He has to defend his own words. He's influencing and changing the minds of people with respect to the Scriptures. Let Andy stand and defend his view. Which, by the way, think about this, how absurd it is when you really think about it. The Old Testament, if I still remember right, contains the Ten Commandments. The second table of the Ten Commandments are pretty specific guidances to behavior. And yet Andy says the Old Testament has nothing to say about any behavior, that's quote-unquote any behavior, to the New Testament Christian. Well, I guess then stealing and murder and false witness and adultery, all those things must be fair game right now, Don, because there's nothing the Old Testament has to say about my behavior in the New Testament church. So all of this has just gone way too far. It's time for these people to stand and defend the things that they've said and that they're doing. And sunlight is the disinfectant, as I've heard you say many times, and we need some disinfectant applied here.
Well said, my friend, and we need to talk more frequently than we have in the past. Thank you for joining me for a few minutes now.
Thanks, Don. Great to hear your voice, buddy. God bless you.
You too. Dr. Frank Wright, the head of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. You can check them out at their website, djameskennedyministries.org or djkm.org.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks finished with broad and sharp gains today, thanks in part to optimism about a global economic recovery. The Dow Jones Industrials rebounded 369 points, the S&P 500 gained 48, and the NASDAQ Composite jumped 190. Shares of Harley-Davidson rallied 7.7%. The Wall Street Journal says the motorcycle maker is reopening its factories this week at reduced production levels. A notable decliner, U.S. shares of Luckin Coffee, trading for the first time in 6 weeks. They plunged 35%. The NASDAQ had halted trading in the China-based coffee company's shares on April 7th in the wake of the fabricated transactions at the company. As you could have guessed, Federal Reserve policymakers last month spent a big chunk of their meeting debating how to most effectively utilize their monetary policy tools in the midst of the pandemic. Minutes of the meeting show that the central bankers vowed to continue working to clarify their intentions with respect to future monetary policy decisions. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on Radio.com.
Hi, Don Crow here. Folks, as hard as it may be to believe, the disease of leprosy still exists. And while most of us think of leprosy as only something occurring in biblical times, the fact is that approximately 52 children every single day are diagnosed with this devastating disease. And beyond the physical impact of leprosy, there's also the severe social stigma. A woman forced to give up her job in the marketplace and now no longer able to support her family. A man whose hands and feet are damaged by the disease, no longer able to work in the fields to feed his family. However, you and I can help change those realities with a generous one-time gift to American Leprosy Missions of just $90, which will provide the cure for leprosy for three people, literally giving them their very lives back again. Would you do that? Would you call 800-979-1980 with a generous gift right now? 800-979-1980, or you can give online at WAVA.com. Just use the keyword heal.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, folks, I've been reminding you, and I want to continue to remind you, that if you haven't seen it yet, it really is a must-see documentary. I'm talking about No Safe Spaces. And really, it's a family film, a family documentary that you want to see, but your kids as well. It's something that we all ought to be concerned about, especially when you stop and realize what's happening on our college and university campuses, as well as elsewhere, all across the country these days. It's a matter of one of our most basic rights as Americans, our First Amendment right to free speech under attack as never before. And there's a reason why people have said this is one of the most important documents that you need to see today. No Safe Spaces. Very, very sobering reminder that no matter who you are these days, if you or I think or say anything that the radical left doesn't like, I mean, if we say it on Facebook, social media, Twitter, whatever, maybe at work, even places of worship, chances are somebody's going to be around there trying to shut you down. Now, the film features Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. We've been telling you that. several others as well, from both the right and the left. That's very important. They agree on this vital point, at least, that America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and share your ideas. So find out about it for yourself. Get your own copy at nosafespaces.com. nosafespaces.com. Make sure you use the discount code SAVE25, which will obviously save you 25% off the film. All right, you got it? NoSafeSpaces.com, discount code SAVE25. Now, I want to thank some folks who've been helping us. I'm so excited about where we are in our campaign with ALM, American Leprosy Mission. Our goal is a sizable one, as you know, 1,000 children to be able to receive a once and for all lifetime treatment to cure them of leprosy before it ever makes its inroads into their dear bodies and damages them in their, not only their bodies, but emotionally, their mental attitude. Everything is affected by leprosy, as you know. And it's just a lifetime of sorrow and heartbreak unless somebody can step in and make the difference. And we're doing it with this campaign. Our goal, as I've said, is 1,000 children. As of now, you've done that for 916 of these kids. And that leaves us a very modest goal to go of just 84 more children. I want to thank Kelvin in Washington, Silver Spring, actually. $150 gift. That is enough for 5 of these children that we've just told you about to be cured. Marvin in Washington, D.C. took care of another 3 of those kids. So again, our remaining goal is just 84 more children, which means if 42 of you could give a one-time $60 gift, that would get us there. If 28 of you could give a $90 gift for 3 children, or maybe 21 of you who could say, hey, I could do it for 4 kids, $120 gift. And maybe some others of you could do that $150 gift Kelvin just did for 5 of these children. 16 of you doing that would get us where we need to be. Or 8 of you giving a $300 one-time gift, and we've had those gifts and more, that would be 10 children each, and that would get us to goal. My point is, let's just get it done, and I can't thank you enough for what you've been doing so far. It's really exciting to see how God is using this in these troubled times of difficulty. You are life changers, world changers for others. God bless you.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tom, heard here on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays on Discover Hope Today. You know, our nation faces unprecedented challenges, the likes of which most of us have never seen. The church in America has a golden opportunity to shine as lights in a dark world and reap a harvest for Christ. Would you pray with me for our nation and the church? Merciful Almighty God, we praise you that your promises are sure and that you have control over all events. We pray for our country, Lord. Grant our leaders wisdom and good counsel. Grant our medical professionals skill and endurance. And grant our elderly and vulnerable protection and peace. We also intercede for your church to live fearlessly before men, to love others unconditionally, and to preach the gospel of truth to every lost soul. O Savior, we pray you reap a harvest of souls to the glory of your grace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
This is Dan Sexton, pastor of Calvary Chapel, and I want to invite you to listen to our radio ministry, Ring of Truth, here on WAVA Monday through Friday at 11 p.m. and Saturday evenings at 7:30. If you live in the Columbia, Maryland area and you don't have a church home, Please join us Sundays at 9 or 11 a.m. For more information, visit us online at calvaryec.com.
Jesus told us that one of the greatest commandments in Scripture is, love your neighbor as yourself. It can also be one of the most challenging, especially during these uncertain times. Yet it gives us a unique opportunity to love our neighbors. What if every Christ follower prayed for two other people in the DMV? What if you could help saturate the whole DMV with the love of Christ? Join thousands in the Street Vine Lights Pray, Care, and Share movement. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Vine. That's WAVA.com, keyword Vine.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Business owners and managers can get a free open for business listing at wava.com. Click on Shop Local.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.